Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Your Health is Your Wealth. I'm on North Idaho Radio, and you're listening to, well, you're listening to North Idaho Radio. I'm with Jenny Meyer today. I'm very excited. Jenny Meyer and I actually, well, we didn't grow up together. I'm quite a bit older than her, but she's kind of removed. She's a bit of my family, but she's done an amazing thing with raising children and then just really choosing her health and has seen the benefits and value of bringing her overall health into her family. And with that, she even has a gym. She's a gym owner. Yes. So welcome, Jenny. It's really great to have you
here.
Thank
you. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
Today.
I would love to hear a little bit about what sort of shifted this. So again, she's a mother of three beautiful girls. Mm-hmm. And her husband's here in town, also a local, born and raised in Sandpoint guy. And it's really neat. She has beautiful, beautiful kids, but has this gym that, what inspired all of this for you?
Yeah. So growing up, I didn't take health serious. I wasn't taught a health, like, for the most part, healthy way of living. And I was never considered to be in shape. I was not the athlete or anything like that. In my high school years or college, put on the college 15, 20, 30, mm-hmm. whatever, oh, yeah. you know, right. that just packs on. And then started life, got married young when I was 21, and we started a family right away. And
okay.
having three kids within 4 years of each other, it's kind of hard on the body.
Yeah, the body doesn't have much reprieve time
yeah.
in between that,
yeah.
does it?
And so it wasn't until after my youngest, Avery, was a year old that I was introduced to weight training, which is now my love, is weight training and lifting mm-hmm. weights. Mm-hmm. And when I started that and learning that I didn't have to spend hours on the treadmill or hours on the elliptical, and I started to see results from the strength training, that's when I fell in love with it. And it was kind of just this moment, like I was so tired of being sick and tired and
absolutely
not being able to run with my toddlers at the time. Mm-hmm. I had a 4-year-old, a 3-year-old, and
to
a
watch
baby.
Them play. People
yes.
sometimes they just watch them play rather than
yeah.
actually yep. play with them.
Exactly. And know? To go outside and mm-hmm. ride bikes with them mm-hmm. and have the energy. I struggled through postpartum depression. Mm-hmm. I struggled with migraines constantly. Yeah. Yeah, just the no energy. And once I saw results from not having to spend hours in the gym and hours working out or hours at home doing these cardio DVDs with my kids trying to get me during that,
yeah.
you know, and I fell in love and I started to see change.
So what's neat is, so this is kind of where Jenny has moved into, and I've actually had some experience with her that I'll share too, which I actually also like that. But before we go into that, I want to just touch on, so growing up you were, I would have assumed you were an athlete.
No.
Okay.
No.
So no volleyball, no, none of those
no,
sports.
Well, I played sports mm-hmm. up through 8th grade.
Ish, right.
Yeah. The basic, you mm-hmm. know, rec.
Right.
I wasn't anything special.
Okay.
I teased my kids that I was.
She was very special.
Yeah.
Just wasn't an athlete.
I was not an athlete.
But right
yes.
now, I mean, she's really sporting the athletic look and body. And I think that that's a really great aspect to the testament to what you're bringing
yeah.
forward now.
Yeah.
The other thing I also want to talk a little bit more about, Jenny, was I love what you said. I mean, that was me. I mean, I used to be like, I've got to, you know, hike to the mountain, mm-hmm. you know, get up there mm-hmm. and spend 2 hours working out or an hour and a half. And mm-hmm. like, what's changing? I almost feel like, because I think some of that, it's not about no pain, no gain.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of more of these moments of harder workout, but then give
yeah.
your body some reprieve time.
Yeah.
So maybe
yeah.
speak to a little bit about that for you.
Yeah, and especially for women, I guess just learning that building muscle mass and having long, lean muscle, I am burning more fat at rest. And so I can kill it in the gym for 30 minutes and then allow my body to rest. And during that rest time is where the muscles build up and I'm burning more fat with more muscle mass. You don't get bulky.
Mm-hmm.
There's such a concept about around women lifting weights that they're going to get bulky like a man. I wouldn't consider myself bulky, and
no.
I lift heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But doing it strategically and allowing your body to rest and fueling your body the right way through nutrition, that's where you get the results. So, no, you don't have to spend hours. I laugh because people are like, oh, you know, can you go run outside or, you know, do you do marathons? Nope. I hate
mm-hmm.
running. I hate
mm-hmm.
cardio.
Boy,
I hate
yeah.
it. My cardio is short. It's intense, but
yeah. it's really, I mean, again, we're going to get into it after the break a little bit more about an ideal workout routine.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when we were working together, that was, you know, that was kind of before I went into fall and did my little hibernation thing. But we're ready to get back into spring. That's why she's on the show. And but I remember just thinking, oh, gosh, I can do anything for 30 minutes. I mean, that is so doable in my busy day or my, you know, unmotivated space, whatever I'm feeling at that mm-hmm. moment. I mean, that is, yep. I think that's a lovely aspect you bring for sure, is that knowledge. Yep, so, all right, we're going to go ahead and just take a short break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about Jenny's sort of the top 10 or, well, I guess you have 7 discoveries mm-hmm. that really help you lose weight and then learn to keep the weight off. So we'll talk about that and get into some macronutrients when we get back. Thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio. Hello and welcome back to Your Health is Your Wealth, and it truly is your wealth. So one of my guests today or in this sequence is Jenny Meyer, and Jenny Meyer has both 7B Fitness but also has developed Jenny Meyer Fitness, and she's learned a lot of things and been coaching a lot of people on just their ultimate health, and I will most likely get back into the gym with this because I love working out with Jenny because she has a great just demeanor and makes you feel very encouraged and inspired along the way. But I'd like you to talk about, we were just talking during the break, that you have discovered top, mm-hmm. like 7 top things that have helped you really lose the weight and mm-hmm. then keep the weight
and
off.
Keep it off. Yes, so definitely.
Maybe you could talk, and a little bit about the muscle mass too.
Yeah, so first off, the muscle mass, as a woman, we need to have muscle. With muscle mass, it burns calories at rest, mm-hmm. Whereas fat doesn't burn much calories at rest. So the more muscle you have under there, you're burning more calories. You're losing weight that way. But as far as my top tips, the first one that has really helped me, especially this last year, of just getting that mom belly gone, that a lot of us moms, that little mom pooch, is having good gut health and good bacteria in your gut. So basically healthy gut.
Probiotics.
Probiotics are key. And it's mm-hmm. funny because mm-hmm. all through my, like, I guess young adult years, like in my 20s, my mom would always ask me, are you taking a probiotic? Nope. Yeah. You know, I never did until probably about like a year and a half ago, I started on a really good probiotic. And with a good probiotic, it actually can turn food molecules into short-chain fatty acids, which short-chain fatty acids actually metabolize fat and prevents the storage of fat.
Wow, so I'm hearing if we just take a probiotic, that can actually burn fat?
Yes,
okay.
Hey,
and if you didn't sign up after Scott Porter's, that's his number one thing to take, actually, from Superdrug. But also, so to hear that, it burns fat too.
It does.
Okay.
And for me, it has been such a blessing. I have no gallbladder. I have my gallbladder out. And so digesting food is difficult for my body, especially. Yeah. But having the good gut bacteria, my mom, little pooch, went down to a flat stomach, like that I've been struggling with for years. Mm-hmm. So that's my number one. So, Scott and I talk a lot when I'm in there. And 100%, that is my top tip on losing fat and keeping it off is having good gut health.
Okay, great.
The next one really is understanding macronutrients.
And good. This is one of the reasons I wanted her in because I don't understand them. And as inquisitive as I tend to be and mm-hmm. my own kind of self-health coach as I tend to be, I want to learn.
Yeah, more. And so a lot of people don't know what macronutrients are. So it's super basic. Macronutrients are your carbs, your proteins, and your fats. There's 3 macronutrients. And to be healthy and live healthy, you actually need all 3 of those. A lot of times women will try to go on a low-carb diet. Low-carb diets may work for a season, but long-term, they can mess up your metabolism. You can put weight back on very easily. Or people will try low-fat, no-fat diets and fads.
Right.
Nope, your body needs healthy fats.
I think that was the generation I came from.
Yes, Oh, I remember growing up, everything was low-fat.
Yep.
But we need healthy fats in our diet. That supports regular hormone balance, everything.
So just a sidebar on that. So healthy fats look like avocado, mm-hmm. coconut oil, mm-hmm. even meat.
Yep.
And,
yep.
you know, but it's like moving away from those hydrogenated
yes.
fats.
Yes.
Okay. Which
exactly.
are the ones that are basically solid, mm-hmm. I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Exactly. And just teaching women that you need all three macronutrients. And in my programs, my online programs, the 4 weeks to fat loss, or my If It Fits Your Macros programs, I teach women that you need all three macros and how to track them and what apps I use on my phone to track them. I input my food and have a good balance of each thing. So a good balance of your carbs, your proteins, and your fats. And you need proteins every single day. Your body does not store protein. And so to build up that muscle mass, like we're talking about, you need to replenish your protein every day. Yeah, those are the first couple without going too much into my carb cycling program.
But the macro nutrients is very interesting because I think it's very almost for those of us, I mean, I'm going to be 50. For those of us who sort of grew up in the around these generations, we really did try to not eat the fats and the carbs. And so I'm hearing carbs. Do you want to talk a little good carbs or bad carbs? Is there such a thing? Like, talk to that a little bit.
So my favorite good carbs would be sweet potatoes, brown rice, oatmeal. I literally could eat oatmeal all day long. It's my favorite. Carbs from vegetables, from fruits. Those are the carbs you want to stick to. Your starchy carbs, like the potatoes, are better if you eat them directly after a workout. So there's science behind timing your workouts with how you eat and what you eat that day. And that's what I teach in my 4 weeks to fat loss program as well, is how to time things so that you are utilizing it and not storing fat, but you're burning fat. So there are good carbs to eat.
And your body... I love the sweet potato. I think is a lost vegetable oftentimes we forget, but it is such a, it's got so much flavor. Just and put a nice cube of butter on it, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, right? Well, yeah, my
would
favorite
you use
way.
Butter or?
I actually chop them up, and my kids love these as well, but I chop the sweet potato up. I bake it at probably about 400 for 20 minutes with coconut oil and cinnamon on it. And it's almost like a little treat.
Sweet, so. Okay. But that's a good question. What's your thought on butter?
Yes. I go back and forth, honestly. I don't personally eat butter a lot. I do here and there. But I tend to stick with butter that's made from olive oil, coconut oil, and turned into like a butter spread type thing.
There's just so many, you know, a friend of mine for brain health, they're talking about this ketogenic diet. And that's all high fat. Real butter.
Yeah. And real butter, yes, but stay away from.
I think that's the point if we would, if there was a point, is eat the butter, but eat the real stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't grab the margarine or the
exactly.
Better, it's better than butter or something, you know.
Yeah. Can't believe it's not butter.
There you go. Thank you. I don't even buy it. So, okay, great.
So, yeah. And I guess that leads me into my next tip is to understand the intermittent fasting lifestyle. At least I have been taught, especially in my training as becoming a personal trainer, to eat every 2 hours. To constantly be feeding your body with small meals throughout the day. But within the last year, there's been so much research that has come out about intermittent fasting that if we truly go into a fasted state, your body is able to then focus on burning fat. So we are not doing a calorie-restricted diet with intermittent fasting, but we are choosing our eating times. We're choosing our window, our feeding window, per se. So there's so many different ways to do this. You could do a 1 24-hour fast a week to where you just let your body
totally go into the digestion.
Heal. Completely. And so you have water, tea.
Broth, maybe? Or
yes, you can. Yeah, for sure. I have black coffee. I would recommend trying to stay away from the caffeine.
Sure.
But
it's certainly it's something. Even that, you're still making a choice that will give your body one day a week to just get quiet. And just to go into that healing state.
And it
does. With the MS. And it's something recommended for anybody with an autoimmune is to just give your body that one day. Now, if I deplay it, you know, again, we'll talk about that when I'm back from vacation. But But yeah, it would be, it's a great, that fasting, there's a lot of research out that does give the body just an extra boost of support.
And if a 24-hour fast is too scary, I recommend doing 16-hour fasts. Almost every day you could do it.
Kind of like 7 to 7 or something? Or
well, no, that would be...
7 p.m.
Yeah, that's a 12-hour fast. Oh, but doing... Right. Basically not breaking your fast until lunchtime. So making your feeding window 8 hours that day. So if you want to start eating at, say, 8 o'clock in the morning, if you want to have breakfast, then stopping 8 hours later. So 4, 4 p.m., right? Okay. And then fasting from 4 p.m. until another 16 hours.
Until that the makes, next morning to
yes.
eat. Oh, that's an interesting idea.
So
that sounds more doable. So I love it. You kind of have it tiered
yep.
for
yep.
your personality
yep.
that you're working
yep.
with.
Okay, exactly.
That's great.
So it can totally heal your body.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
when your body is constantly digesting and producing insulin, it's not able to then focus on burning fat.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's not as scary as it sounds. I was scared to death the first week that I started a 24-hour fast that yeah. I couldn't make it.
So do you personally do one day a week, you do a fast?
I lately have been doing like every other week, I'll do a full 24-hour okay. fast. But right now I'm focusing more on the 16-hour fast, like 4 to 5 days a week.
Sure. I think you could even tear it down one and literally you could go from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. even. Like mm-hmm. if you wanted to even
yeah.
do it like
yeah.
for someone just who's
starting.
Just starting.
Yep. You could.
You know, and that's something it almost could do every day. I think that's pretty European.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they eat late. But there is they have some interesting principles about giving your body a big window, like a 12-hour window mm-hmm. to before mm-hmm. they eat again.
Yeah.
And I think it's fun.
That's
that
true.
We're catching up with that. And
mm-hmm.
I like the idea of one day a week. It's a little mm-hmm. scary, like mm-hmm. you say, for me. It's
mm-hmm.
intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I cheat, I'm bummed out.
Yeah, yeah. But you'd be amazed at how much
for success.
Yeah, how much more clarity and focus you have mm-hmm. on days that you fast. It's truly amazing. And all my clients report that. Like they're scared.
On those days, do you encourage juice?
No.
Okay.
No, nothing that will raise your blood sugar.
Okay.
So, broth would... in small amounts would keep your blood sugar low, but lots of water. You have to hydrate. Tea, no juice, though. That would raise your blood sugar too much.
Even like I'm thinking like a carrot juice or something from Winter Ridge or a celery.
It would probably depend on what's in it.
Okay, mm-hmm. Something
yep.
that, so not the
yep.
sweet,
yeah,
the high
yep.
carb. Okay,
nope.
great.
Yeah. Yes.
Good. Okay, we're on number what, five? Five
yes,
tip, fifth tip.
I think. Yes. So that
fifth
would
tip.
Be
okay.
really a tip on how to eat throughout the day. So we are taught again that first thing in the morning, you should be getting your carbs in. You should be having your oatmeal and pancakes. That's what I feel like we are taught even growing up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
mm-hmm.
all the buffets are around, all those carbs and pastries. But honestly, to burn more fat, if you focus on high protein and high fat, as your first meal of the day and save those carbohydrates till later in the day, your body actually knows how to process those and
burn.
First
thing in the morning then? It knows better in the morning?
No, it knows better to process those carbohydrates in the afternoon.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So if you wait and have focus on carbohydrates later in the day, your body is awake enough and knows what to do that can then process and use them and not store them as fat.
Interesting.
So yeah, it's
and interestingly enough, like because I'm super in just in tune with my own body, and I think I would want the carbs in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's when
mm-hmm.
I hit my wall, like three
mm-hmm.
o'clock. I just sometimes
mm-hmm.
I'll
to
start
have that
to
energy.
Have that dip.
Yep. Yep.
And so you're saying that's actually can be healthy,
that
but then
is,
just
yes.
load up with the carbs. So tell me, the eggs and bacon
for the protein
in
and
the morning.
Fats,
yeah,
yeah. What, eggs, bacon, avocado. You know, just even if you do a protein shake, I have a lot mm-hmm. of clients that. Sometimes they aren't that hungry, but they want to get something in because they're going to go work out. So they'll do a protein shake. My go-to is eggs.
Yeah.
Really, eggs is, sometimes bacon when
it's
I'm up
so
to
easy.
Making it.
Right,
but
right.
yeah, I eat eggs almost every single day. Yeah, really focusing on that high protein and healthy fats first thing.
How about yogurt for breakfast? Because that's your carb. So that's a typical breakfast for me with some fruit in it.
Yeah, so those are, that's carbs.
Okay.
It is.
This is interesting to hear. Okay.
Yeah. And for me, I actually stay away from yogurt. I try to stay dairy-free and gluten-free only because of the inflammation that it can cause internally.
Mm-hmm.
And when I cut out dairy.
You notice it.
Mm-hmm, I noticed it, and it's amazing what it can do.
Okay.
I'm not allergic to dairy or gluten, but those two things can cause a lot of inflammation inside to cause that bloating.
So. And the gut, and back
yep.
to the gut
yep.
health. And
yep.
and just, again, those living with any kind of disease in the body,
mm-hmm.
which,
mm-hmm.
autoimmune,
yep.
The MS in my body, and it's an epidemic on the planet. There's
mm-hmm.
a lot of autoimmune out there.
Yes.
This inflammation is critical to keep out of
mm-hmm.
the body.
It
so
is.
If avoiding dairy or
mm-hmm.
or at least less of it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Less of it. Even though it is a good source of protein.
I always sort of talk about the better than
yeah.
plan. Get to a little better than you did yesterday or maybe
exactly.
a moment to moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just something, make a choice that you can land,
yep.
that you can stick to,
yep.
you know.
Yep.
And
yeah.
So you can set yourself up for success. So,
mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead, and we've got a few more, and then we'll take a short break. And
The other one is just water. Make sure you're having enough water.
Hydrate or die.
It is.
Like, yeah, it is.
Really. And focus on water. Like, mm-hmm. don't be getting it from other sources. You know, people are like, well, there's water in coffee. No, just focus on straight water.
Okay.
And make sure you're eating enough. Don't do the calorie restricted. Don't.
Oh, good. We'll come back to that one after the break. Yep. What's your last point there?
And that would just be going into the exercise, which I think we'll talk here in
we'll
a little bit.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. I want to go ahead and give a break to those of you listening. We are talking with Jenny Meyer with 7B Fitness, and you are listening to North Idaho Radio. Your health is your wealth. Hi, and welcome back to North Idaho Radio. You are listening to Your Health is Your Wealth. And we have Jenny Meyer in studio today. And my name is Lindy Lewis. And I'm very happy to have Jenny. She's been a longtime Sandpoint girl, born and raised here, married at a young age, even a Sandpoint boy, and has three beautiful children. And you would never know it. She is just rocking a beautiful, beautiful look.
Oh,
and
thank you.
From the inside out. And it's really
thank
lovely
you.
To see that you're definitely making a difference for a lot of ladies in your 7B fitness studio as well as your online program.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's been fun.
It was funny during the break we were just talking about, for me oftentimes it's that accountability piece mm-hmm. that's so hard mm-hmm. and not wanting to go to the gym. But I know when Jenny and I did in fact work out, we had a little bit of time, I think last fall, and it was really great because she has a program where you can just come in for like 30 minutes and it's more and just talking. We touched on it a bit before the break, but really talking about just that muscle mass and working really hard, but then doing a cardio blast. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I like to focus with my clients on high intensity interval training. So that is doing that cardio burst. So we're still lifting weights. So we're still doing our 15 to 20 reps. I don't remember exactly what we were doing, but we're doing.
It was about that.
So, yeah, so we're weightlifting, but then we're doing a cardio burst right after that to spike our heart rate as well. And in doing so, it is basically working our body and our muscle to the max to where it's going to take longer to recover afterwards. So your body is burning more fat, spending the time repairing your muscles and even your heart muscle when you're doing that cardio blast. And you have basically you get more bang for your buck when you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do shorter workouts when they're higher intensity like we were doing. So you were in and out in 30 minutes and you were still burning fat for up to 48 hours afterwards.
And I love that it was 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have to just say that just, I mean, I love to go hike for an hour or two, but gym is just not where I love to be in nature, but gym is not typically where I want to be.
Yeah.
So that was just 30 minutes. It felt very doable. Explain a little bit about your muscles have to go into a place of repair. Can you explain
so
that
when
a
you
bit?
Are lifting weights, you're breaking down your muscles. So you are
tearing
literally
fibers
yep,
a little
you're,
bit?
Yes, you are tearing your muscle fibers, and it takes you actually build your muscles and I guess during rest. So when you rest then, so after that workout, your body goes into repair mode. So it's going to repair them and they're building up stronger at that point. But it takes obviously energy from your body to do that. And so you are burning calories with that energy while you are repairing your muscles to build them up stronger and leaner.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay. Which is speaking to just, you know, building the more muscle.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like what you said. I think, you know, we talked a little bit at the beginning of the show just about growing up athlete, non-athletic. Mm-hmm. And I was super athletic. I was in the sports.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like my muscles were really short. Like even my arms don't necessarily straighten and lengthen because I think I just overworked the bicep right away.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get these lean muscles, a long lean? Like I would say yoga, but I'm curious what your...
I think it's just honestly like a combination of things because I obviously recommend yoga for all my clients as well to do once or twice a week. Make sure you're stretching them out and make sure that you're when you do lift weights, it's in appropriate ways and you have right form. I think the younger athletes aren't necessarily taught proper form and the way to do them, and they're focused on that particular sport to make them excel at that sport. So
it's just constant use of the same one. So maybe variety is good too.
Yeah, so I do a lot of full body exercises, not so much we're only focusing on biceps.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that there's a lot of, because the lean muscles, I mean, they're more efficient, mm-hmm. I would, you know, just from the thinking. But, so, I mean, ultimately, I'm hearing stretching, you mm-hmm. know, making sure that you do your workout, but then just, you know, taking a moment and giving your body a moment, which I'm always big on, is to give your body a moment to go into that sort of place of self-healing.
Yes. Yes. And have a good combination of your weight training with your cardio as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the piece I need to introduce, is the weight training, you know, not just hiking.
Yep.
But oftentimes, you can't just use your body, can't you, for a mm-hmm. lot of the weight? You don't need to lift weights. I mean, there's things you can just manipulate.
Yeah, definitely. And do. You know, like push-ups. Pull-ups, mm-hmm. you can mm-hmm. do
leg lifts.
Yeah, squats. You can squat just standing there. You don't have to hold weights. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. So these are a little program you could even, you know, start or do at home. Just do mm-hmm. four or five things at home for that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Definitely.
We kind of skipped over we went kind of quickly through her last point, but I do want to get back to hydration. Mm-hmm. And I think you have something that was really interesting. You talked about drinking half your body weight.
Yeah, I tell my clients that's a good place to start, is to at least drink half of your body weight in ounces. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you are working out and you are sweating a lot, you're going to need to replenish that and drink more. For me personally, try to drink close to a gallon of water a day for how much I work out, and I'm just always on the go, you know, and I do sweat a lot when I work out. But a really good place to start is at least half your body weight in ounces of water.
Yeah, I think that's that's a real pretty standard rule of thumb out there. And it's, you know, it's a couple of, I mean, sometimes it's a liter or whatever, but it's just, I mean, have that, like what I'll do is I'll just have a cup, a big one, you know, by my bed by my sink in the bathroom. And every single time I go by, I just throw some back. And so if that's a better than thing you could choose, that's a great place to start. Yep. And then I like what you were saying also about just introducing some fasting, whether it's 12 hours, 16 hours, or if you can do a full 24 hours once a week and just try it for a month.
Yep. And during that time, focus on water. That's your one focus. Instead of focusing on what you're going to eat next, focus on, okay, I'm going to drink this, you know, and my clients report they go to the bathroom a lot on days that they fast, but that's good. You're flushing. You're flushing toxins out. And with water, a good way to start, too, is to always start your day with water. Like, that's the first thing you put in your body, is try to get, like, 16 ounces at least of water in. And then you're ahead of the game for the rest of the day.
Yeah, so, in case the day gets busy and you just forget.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And I think you had a good point also that just drink the water. You know, there's lots of drinks out there that have water, mostly water, Gatorade, this, that, electrolytes, and special calming thing, medicinals. And really, water is just, it is so, it's really the best way to just get that resource. And it's natural. Is. It's just, boom, it's right there.
Yep, exactly.
So I like that. Tell us about the perfect day if you were starting, like, to eat. If, let's say, we have some of our listeners out there that are kind of like, well, this is interesting. I'm, you know, whether they're older or they're younger, how might they start just to being a little more conscious of their day of eating? You said you were talking about little proteins in the morning, but so explain a good day and talk about the actual foods.
Okay.
Like, talk about the food for a day.
Yeah, so really good to start your day with proteins and fats, like we talked about. So if you are going to have breakfast, eggs are a good source of that, or a protein shake. With the protein shakes, I try not to have that always be a meal for my clients, because I want them to focus on whole food nutrition and having whole food in its whole state and not processed. So something like that. For lunch, I typically, like a typical day for me is I always try to get a salad in for lunch, good protein. So I'll do probably about 3 or 4 cups of leafy greens, throw some grilled chicken or some salmon on it. Avocado, I love. And as far as condiments go, I recommend people try to stay away from condiments and salad dressings and stick to, like, use olive oil or balsamic.
Or the juice from the salmon.
Yes, exactly.
You know, oftentimes I'll just do that, or I'll put some peppers on it. You know, some of those little pepperoncinis. I'll use that juice from when one of those kind of cracks open.
And it's a hard thing to start to do. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to get in that mindset that you don't need that dressing.
Yeah, we're conditioned to think, where's a salad dressing?
Yes, like, exactly.
Yeah, that's a great tip.
Yeah. Right. So I do that. And then with dinner, typically it is, I will have my carbohydrates, a good protein, and a big thing of vegetables usually. Mm-hmm. My favorite is asparagus. My kids don't necessarily like those, so it's broccoli typically for them, and another salad for me. But
Right.
Kind of my typical day.
Okay. So that's a great day. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing, I didn't, and this is always a thing I go back and forth. I read both sides, and there's always, always opinions on both sides of the fence. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. there was no grazing in there. There was no snacking. What's your real take on giving the body kind of nutrition all day long? And if so, what would some snacks look like?
Yeah, so obviously, I follow the intermittent fasting. So if I'm trying to get my food in an 8-hour period, then yeah, I may graze. But if I'm not hungry, why do I need to eat? You know, it's really hard to get out of that mindset because we are so used to eating all the mm-hmm. time just because mm-hmm. it's there. But almonds, cashews, you know, nuts are really good to snack on. Fruit. Have it around. It is higher in carbs and sugars, natural sugars, but fruit. I do carrots and hummus a lot as a snack, celery and almond butter. So those are some of my snacks.
So snacks, just choosing some healthier mm-hmm. snacks mm-hmm. out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, in the store now, they've made it pretty easy. Like you mm-hmm. can go get a little pack of hummus yep. and yep. even pretzels or, yep. you know, it's a better choice.
Better than mm-hmm. a bag of chips. Yeah.
It is. Yep. Mm-hmm. And you're getting some nutrition with mm-hmm. it and the protein with the garbanzo beans yep. and the hummus.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And nutrition is so important. It is so important. In the overall like scheme of things, yes, you need exercise, but exercise is honestly only like 20% of the pie, and nutrition would be 80%. So, and you know,
that is a great awareness. So again, I'm just going to hit that one. So nutrition is yeah. 80% yeah. of really fat loss and yeah. maintaining a yep. good body weight.
Yep. And obviously I love the exercise. I own a gym in mm-hmm. town, and I focus all of my online virtual boot camps around exercise, but it is nutrition as well. And that's mm-hmm. what I'm trying to teach my clients in the gym and online.
Mm-hmm. They very much go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. All right, perfect. When we get back, we'll talk a little bit about some of the programs that Jenny offers at her gym and maybe online. Thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio. This is Lindy Lewis with Your Health is Your Wealth. Welcome back to Your Health is Your Wealth. You are listening to North Idaho Radio, and I am in studio with Jenny Meyer, who has 7B Fitness in Sandpoint, also local, born and raised here, raising 3 beautiful daughters. It was funny, during the break, we were laughing because I was like, oh, Jenny, I just hate to cook. I mean, I don't like it. I said, do you like to cook? Just assuming she likes to make this salmon on their salad, and she's like, what
no,
did you say?
Nope.
She has the same sort of disdain as yeah, I do. I just no. don't love to put time into it. I love it when people do it. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yep.
So I guess that's a great point. If there is any of you out there who can relate to yeah. our lackluster for cooking, yeah. what's some easy, quick food that you cook for dinner? Because a lot of what brought this up was the whole foods. We were yeah, talking about whole yep. foods, and basically, in a nutshell, she said that means, you know, staying away from the processed foods.
Yeah. Anything in the box that you don't know, ask yourself, does it have a mother or did it come from the ground? Something like that. But I actually try to meal prep for myself twice a week, Sundays and Wednesdays. I try to make a whole big batch of chicken, sweet potatoes like we talked about, get all my salad stuff ready. I hard-boiled eggs. So I try to do that for myself, just to quick grab when I'm on the run. It's in the refrigerator already made. But honestly, dinner time at our house is crazy with three girls.
And everybody liking this and not
exactly.
that. Oh, yeah, yep. I had three. Yes. They're just a little bigger now and eat yeah, more.
Exactly. But, yeah. And my husband is mm-hmm. very picky as well. Uh-huh. So, you know, our go-to meals, honestly, is like barbecued chicken on the grill. And the girls like noodles. I stay away from noodles, but I still make my kids noodles. And Matt will eat them, and then we have some sort of vegetable. So okay. it's really like all-American staple.
Well, and I think, Jenny, what you're saying that I really like is, you know, just even if you have chicken 3-4 nights yeah. a week, or like in yeah. my case, it's spaghetti or tacos. Yep. Like yep. those are soft tacos or taco salad. I'll yep. do a taco salad. Yep. And but yeah. those are, you know, those are successful things you can mm-hmm. can do. And then they're good snacks for the kids, too.
Yeah, we do turkey burgers a lot.
Are those things you can just buy
turkey.
In the store?
We make them ourselves, okay. Yep, just with ground turkey, and then mix them up, put them on the grill, and that's when we do sweet potato fries in the oven. So
Potato fries are great, too. So, yeah, it was just funny that, you know, here. But whole food cooking, I think it doesn't take as much prep as you would think, and the choice, as Jenny was saying, you know, 80% of your overall weight loss and keeping it off is nutrition.
Yes.
So that whole health or that whole whole food nutrition is quite important.
It is. So it really is.
We're going to talk a little bit about carb cycling. We've got just a few minutes left for Jenny to talk about this concept of carb cycling.
Yeah. So this is what I teach my clients in my online fat loss boot camp. I run these. It's a 4-week program. I run these typically every 5 to 6 weeks, kind of depending on the demand and I guess who's out there wanting, but we focus on carb cycling. So this is really one way to burn fat and lose it pretty quickly in the scheme of things. But then it also teaches you about the macronutrients, like we've talked about, and understanding where your calories are coming from, your carbs, proteins, and fats, like what food are you eating. But when you cycle your carb intake, it's basically just what it sounds. So we do low carb days, we do moderate days, and high carb days.
So it's their actual days. It's not like throughout one day.
No. So one day may be a low carb day, and we may focus on having less than 50 grams of carbs that day. And on that day, our workout is specific for that particular day. So we're focused more on a burst training workout to where we are completely depleting our glycogen stores in our body. So then the next day we may go into a high carb day and refeed all of that, put those the glycogen stores back in there for energy and do more of a strength training workout instead of the burst workout. And when cycling our carb intake, we basically are eliminating the fat storing process. It tricks your metabolism, the way that you're working out with how you're eating tricks your metabolism into being in high gear all the time.
You can actually increase your metabolism with this carb cycling. That's a great, because I think oftentimes as we age, you know, going to hit 50 next year. I mean, wonder, it's like, as my metabolism, I wasn't born with a fast one necessarily. So, but you're saying that through this carb cycling.
Yeah, between this and the gut health and the probiotic, I think the two things combined really reset your metabolism and makes it start going again. And burning that fat at rest is what we want. We want to be burning fat at rest so that when we're done for the day, when we're done with our 30 to 40 minute workout, then we're still burning fat afterwards. And that's what this program really is designed to do.
And I think what's a good point about that is that it's not being busy. It's not running and racing around all day. She's talking about actually getting those muscles, taxing them, and breaking down some of those muscle fibers so that you can rebuild. And in that state in the evening, that's where you can actually burn the fat or increase your metabolism.
Yes.
Rather than this busy phase, frenetic, energetic we run around in all day long.
No, you need rest. Your body needs rest.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a big, big, but I think that you know, that's a huge part of my disease management.
Yeah.
It's just taking that in.
Yeah. And then it also goes into sleep. Sleep, and I didn't even touch on that today, but sleep is so important for weight loss. If you are not getting enough sleep, your body is creating cortisol and stress hormones and is going to hold on to that fat, and you're not going to be able to in a healthy way lose fat.
Right.
So sleep is so important.
Right. And your body, it doesn't have a time to go into that. You know, we've talked in the past on some of our shows about the parasympathetic, and that's that rest digest place. And that's where your body can really move into that that place of healing. And that's what I've seen in my own body with the MS. So I'm very grateful. Jenny, I want you just to leave a couple. We're going to just give us two or three exercises that someone could do at home with their own body weight. Just three takeaways and then
that
we'll
they can
close
do.
The
I would say even if you're watching TV, on every commercial, get up and do squats. If you have dumbbells at home, like small ones, hold them. Do, I would say, 15 to 20 squats, and then try to go in and do push-ups. And if you need to modify, just drop to your knees. Totally fine. And do what you can.
Yeah, don't be a hero. No. Do five. Start with three, then go to five. Do your knees. I mean, you know.
And if you just start there, it's something. It gets your heart rate up. It's something.
Right. I am super grateful that you took the time to come in today and just help educate all of us, because it's, you know, it's inspirational for me. I think I do pretty well, but I know that that heavy lifting and getting a little more, it's time to push the body a little bit, but you know, because I've really gone into such a rest digest, it's time to fire back up.
We'll
get me going. So if you'd like any more information on Jenny Meyer and any of the, you know, she does a lot of things online, but also she has amazing classes at her gym, from yoga to cycling and
strength training. Step, cardio. So that's 7B Fitness over by Safeway.
We'll right over by Superdrug. She's there. Go on in or look at her online, JennyMeyerFitness.com. Yep. And thank you so very much for your time and welcoming in the spring with North Idaho Radio and Your Health is Your Wealth. Thank you.
Thank you.